Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep, and I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
The Bachelor.
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
This is Grafting with Grace Ann, the only place to get coverage of the best and worst plays from the most recent episode of Love Island. I'm your host, Grace Ann Parks. Let's crack on. Today, I'm going to start with the breakdown of episode 13 and then get to the gains. We're switching it up a little bit. We're flexible over here. So let's just jump right into the breakdown of episode 13. As the day between Jess and Scott comes to a close, we go back to the villa where Sammy and Leah are so obviously flirting. He says to her face that he has more sexual chemistry with her, but he laughs more with Jess. I mean, I wonder how Leah feels about that. Like, is he saying she doesn't have a personality? This whole conversation feels sus because this is the most flirty we've seen Sammy since he's been in the villa, and it just so happens to be the one time Jess isn't there. Not to mention, when Jess returns to the villa with Scott, Sammy and Leah are, again, in this very flirty conversation, very close to each other, and the edit will have you believe that they're about to kiss right as Jess and Scott come into the villa. And then immediately when they hear that, they like get away from each other and look straight ahead. So I don't know if that was just editing and they did almost kiss right as Jess and Scott were coming into the villa, but the entire conversation between them was extremely flirty. Jess tells the girls Scott's not really her type, and going on the date made her realize how much she actually likes Sammy. So she's definitely leaning more towards putting all her eggs in Sammy's basket. Scott, the new bombshell, starts pulling all the women. He starts with Catherine. They have the whole Dublin connection. She's obviously from Dublin, and he has been playing for a football team there. And their chemistry is real. Like, I felt it. They already know all of these what I presume to be Irish inside jokes. Like, they're both naming towns and being like, no way. Like, it just was like two people immediately right off the bat just connecting, and it works. It's smooth. On the other side of the villa, Elle and Whitney give Jess a heads up about Leah and Sammy talking. She kind of brushes it off, whatever, and then Mitch pulls her. Mitch lets her know he wants to get to know her romantically, and her reaction is hilarious. She immediately is like, oh, Mitch! Like, that is not the thing you want to hear as a guy when you finally are like, hey, I think I like you and I want to get to know you more. And the girl's like, oh, that's so sweet. But to his credit, he played it off well. I don't know if he has a chance, but we'll see. He's going to have to do a lot more grafting to even have a chance with her. Now Scott pulls Leah for a chat. In an ITM, Scott says, first impression of Leah, really attractive. Seems like she's got her head screwed on straight. I don't know what it is, but this sentence, the seems like she's got her head screwed on straight. If my future husband, when asked why he knew I was the one, if he doesn't just say, oh, well, she seemed like she had her head screwed on straight, then I'm going to be pissed. I mean, imagine saying that to somebody. I don't know about him. His head is not screwed on straight. You might want to tighten it a little bit. I don't know. I love British slang and sayings. Back with the boys, Mitch tells them that he pulled Jess and told her he was available and interested in pursuing her romantically. Sammy's first reaction is to laugh, and he's like, mate, what? Just tonight? You just realized that? Mitch is like, today, actually. Now all the boys are laughing at him, and Mitch is like, what? So I need to accumulate something over 3 months now? And then Ty asks the important question, so you're cracking on with Jess then? Mitch doesn't give a concrete answer, saying he doesn't know yet. Sammy rightly comes in and says, bro, just say it. It's fine. I totally agree. Don't tiptoe around the fact that you want to get to know her, because not being totally transparent will bite you in the butt in the long term. Like, Mitchell is making these very bold moves, and he needs to back up those very bold moves when asked about them. Don't downplay it. Just be like, yeah, I'm going to crack on with Jess. So then Jess and Sammy finally talk. She tells him what happened with Mitch. Sammy at first thinks she's playing the whole situation down, but she assures him she's not. And it's important to note here that in this conversation, Jess does tell Sammy that she cannot see anyone else in the villa except him that she could actually end up with in the real world. Sammy confesses that even though he's been getting to know Leah, he's always wanted a girlfriend that he can banter with. So, I don't know. For me, banter, I know it's different than personality, but I feel like what Scott is really saying here is, I'm not sexually attracted to Jess, but I laugh with her and have a good time with her. Whereas with Leah, she's super hot, but doesn't have a personality. I don't know if I'm reading too much into that, but like, he keeps hitting this point over and over again. And it's like, dude, we get it. You want somebody who has a personality and who's hot. You want it all. We got it, buddy. You don't need to mention it 8 more times. In the morning, Tyreek is putting in the work to get him and Ella back on track. He made her a very lavish breakfast and said she looked nice. And she actually was like, you need to think of more creative compliments. And he's like, why? I think you look nice. And she's like, you can do better than nice. And he's like, what do you want me to say? You look like an absolute weapon? And she's like, yeah. And so he's like, Ella, you look like an absolute weapon today. I love that. Then we get our first confrontation of the morning. Sammy confronts Mitch about telling everyone what he said to Jess. And Sammy basically just wishes Mitch would have pulled him for a chat first to be like, hey, I'm going to pursue Jess, instead of just telling it to all the boys at once, because I guess it made him feel a little uncomfortable. Mitch apologizes. And then immediately after, in an ITM, Sammy is like, I don't trust a lot of people. And after his performance with Zach, and now this, I'll be real. I can't say I trust him.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the SkinSafe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you. Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. Mm. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my... which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no roll back waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies. Comfort. From the outside in.
So they were boys, but now the trust is broken. Now we get to the nighttime portion. And of course, we have another fight with Ella and Tyreek. Tyreek is upset with Ella for chatting with Scott and wanting to get to know him. And this was my error of the game. These two just got off of a bad fight. They finally made up. Tyreek is making breakfast for Ella. He wants to get them back to where they were romantically. And he gets so upset with her
for talking to Scott. Again, Scott has to pull all of the girls and chat to them at least once. Like, I'm almost positive that's a producer mandated thing that all new bombshells have to at least entertain all the girls, even if they're in a strong couple. She even in this moment, like, is joking with him about the Scott thing because she thinks, like, oh, he's obviously got to know that I'm all in for him. Tyreek is like legitimately upset and he walks off. It's like, dude, you two aren't even exclusive yet. Make it exclusive and then this reaction would be a bit more valid, I guess. But you were just doing the same thing with Leah 24 hours ago. Come on. Then a text comes in. All Islanders around the fire pit immediately. At the fire pit, Molly gets a text. The public have been voting for their favorite girl and favorite boy. Those with the fewest votes are at risk of being dumped from the island tonight. As Scott is the newest Islander, he is not included in the vote. The three boys who received the fewest votes are Zach, Andre, and Sammy. And I have to note here that when Zach's name is called out, Molly's face here was my face play of the game. She was giving full eye aperture. Actually, no, she was giving what's above full eye. Like, she was she was giving overextended eye aperture. Truly, truly beautiful. I had to give it my face play of the game. The three girls who received the fewest votes are Charlotte, Leah, and Catherine. All the vulnerable Islanders stand at the fire pit, and then this intense song plays. I had to Shazam it and play it for you just to demonstrate how good Love Island's music choices and cues are. It's called Who Can It Be Now by Royal Deluxe, and just take a quick listen to this intense masterpiece. That song could make literally anything the most dramatic situation ever. Like, take this for example. Grace Ann? Can't you see that it's late at night? This is CVS. I'm very tired and I'm not feeling your prescription? It's ready for pickup. Like right now. See? Now you're invested. Am I going to get the prescription before Friday? What happens if I don't? The power of good music cues is unmatched. Anyway, only one boy and one girl will be going home tonight, and that decision will be made by the Safe Islanders. The girls must decide which boy to dump from the island, and the boys must decide which girl to dump from the island. You know, these forced chats where the Islanders discuss who to dump, like, I get that they're trying to convey to the audience that they're being fair and looking at all the pros and cons, but most of the time it comes off so inauthentic. Like, when Scott whispers to the boys, you know, I've only been here for a day, but Charlotte surprised me a little bit. She offers a lot. Like, come on. We all know Charlotte is going home. She doesn't have a strong connection with anyone. Don't make it look like she actually has a chance. Use clips like these when the Islanders at risk are all in good couplings. Like, that is good TV. Don't just use these clips willy-nilly every time that there's a public vote and the Islanders are forced to choose who to send home. Nonetheless, the Islanders have made their decision. Up first, Mehdi reveals the girl they decided to dump is Charlotte. Then Molly reveals the boy they decided to dump is Andre, another OG Islander gone. So Charlotte and Andre are yeeted from our beloved game. Charlotte came into the game with 765 Instagram followers and is leaving with 12.2k Instagram followers. She doesn't have a TikTok, which I hope you make one, Charlotte. You gotta capitalize on this moment on all platforms. I saw her the other day do the longest Q&A I've ever seen on her Instagram stories. She answered every single question that people were asking her. You gotta take this to TikTok too. That's where it all happens. Andre came into the game with 1.7K Instagram followers and is leaving with 26.1K Instagram followers. He started with 2.8 TikTok followers and is leaving with 3.2 TikTok followers.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
My MVP of this episode is Mitch. He's not messing around. He is trying to stay in the villa by all means possible. And while some of his moves may not be play of the game worthy, the sheer volume and tenacity of this man is incredible. I do genuinely feel like all this work he's putting in will pay off. I feel like it'll pay off with maybe a new bombshell for him to date coming in soon, or someone in the villa finally giving him a real chance to explore things romantically. Now on to Gaines. I've decided to give you guys the top three instead of top five because, as interesting as I personally find the numbers, I feel like hearing them read out one by one isn't the most entertaining thing. So I'll still post the top five of like TikTok and Instagram and Gaines on our Instagram. So definitely go check that out if you want to see all of that. But for the pod, I feel like just doing the top three, like, it keeps your attention more, you know? I want to keep your attention. I want to hold it. I want to keep it in my heart and keep it locked away, very safe. The top three Instagram gains in the past 24 hours are Tyreek, who takes the top spot today, gaining 4.3K for a total of 66.3K. The silver medal in gains goes to Jess, who gained 3K for a total of 85.9K. And that bronze medal goes to overextended eye player Molly, who gained 3K for a total of 127K. The top three Instagram chart as of today, Molly is first with 127K, Jess is second with 85.9K, and Tyreek is third with 66.3K. Lastly, your top three TikTok chart. Molly is again in first, and I feel like she's going to be in first for a long time, with 781.4K. Ella is in second with 52.2K, and third is Leah with 29.7K. This was my breakdown of episode 13. I'll be back to break down the next few episodes very soon. This has been Grafting with Grace Ann.